Hey everybody, Lauren here, and welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. Now, whether you've been eating healthy for months or years, or you just started, everybody loves to save some money when eating healthy. So today I'm going to give you three things that you can do to save money and still eat healthy, and then three things that you just cannot skimp on. All right, here we go. So the first thing that you have to do to save money is plan your snacks so you don't buy out. So I'm sure you're already planning your meals and making your meals at home, but don't forget about your snacks. Once you get a feel for how many snacks you need a day, plan these out just like you will your lunch or your dinner. Prepping snacks at home is way cheaper than running to a vending machine or buying something at a gas station, just as making your meals at home is way cheaper than going out. So make sure you always have snacks at home that you can grab so you don't have to stop elsewhere. My second tip for you is to check out Aldi. I don't know if these are nationwide or just in the Midwest, but it's basically a discount grocery store that sells only generic brands. And to be honest, I've never even been inside of one, so I don't really know all about an Aldi, but I just always hear people talk about how they're the best place to go if you want to save money but still get high quality food. For me personally, in the stage of life I'm in, I can't go to multiple grocery stores to get all of my shopping done. My shopping for my groceries has to be really convenient and really fast. And so I would rather spend a little bit more money and not go search for those deals. But if you're in a place that you have a little bit extra time and it's worth it to you, then check out one of these stores that you might not be able to get all of your groceries at, but you can get some stuff and it's going to save you money. Now, going off of that, my third tip is to order online and pick up. As most of you know, this is what I do, and although it costs $5 for me to go pick up my groceries, it saves me money for this reason. I have to plan out my meals because I'm ordering them online. I'm not just wandering around the grocery store picking up stuff that looks good. So I have to plan out my meals to some capacity, and there's just something about you're not going to order yourself donuts online. You know, you're not going to order yourself cookies or something. I don't know. That's just how I am, at least. So this saves me a lot of money because I'm not going to just kind of peruse online looking for groceries that look good. I approach it as just, this is the stuff that I need for the week, and then I go pick it up. So this saves me a lot of money just because I'm not walking around a grocery store looking at stuff. So those are three things you can do every single week when you're buying your healthy groceries. The three things that I would never skimp on, though, are specific items that I always buy at the grocery store that are maybe more expensive, but I think they're 100% worth it. The first one has to be sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes by the pound, it gets a little pricey, but sweet potatoes are so freaking delicious and nutritious that I couldn't imagine switching out my sweet potatoes for regular potatoes just because of the price. Sometimes I'll look at my receipt and see that I spent $15, $20 on sweet potatoes, and it kind of pains me, but I still think it's worth it. The second one is berries. Berries are one of the best fruits for us because they're lower on the glycemic index and they have a lot of other nutritional benefits. But let's be honest, they're probably one of the most expensive fruits. I found myself kind of holding back on how many berries I was buying, and then Sammy went through slash is still going through this stage of being obsessed with berries. I used to buy most of my berries frozen, so that saved me a lot of money because when I would eat them, they were usually in smoothies. But now with a young daughter, she just eats them by the handful. And once again, just like the sweet potatoes, it kind of pains me that I'm spending that much money on berries, but come on. I mean, they're so good for you. It has to be worth it. So in my opinion, don't hold back on the amount of money you're spending on berries. Just go for it. Or if you can, buy frozen. I'm basically just listing off like my favorite foods now. My number three thing that you should never skimp on is raw almonds. Now, I know some of you probably don't like raw nuts, but if you can get yourself to enjoy unsalted raw nuts, almonds, cashews, whatever it may be, they're going to be a lot cheaper than salted or those seasoned nuts. But even when they're raw, they're kind of expensive. You're probably not eating that many a day, but many people that are eating healthy are eating nuts on a regular basis, and you go through them. I mean, I know the bag that I buy is about $8, and I'm eating less of them nowadays for whatever reason, but I might go through a bag every week or maybe every other week, and so it is one of those more expensive items, but almonds and other nuts are such a good source of healthy fat, and they're such a great convenience food. I know Katie has said this before, but you're not necessarily going to shove your face with almonds, especially when they're raw. You know, you're probably going to have that handful, maybe two, that you plan to, and that's it. I mean, they're satisfying because they're that healthy fat, and they're good, but they're not that good, right? So I recommend keeping these as more of a convenience food. Maybe you keep them in your car, that's what I do, or you baggy them up individually, and it's one of those snacks that you have planned for the week. I'm pretty frugal, so it's hard for sometimes for me to remind myself that when these healthy foods are my favorites and they're a little expensive, that it's still worth it. So if you're like me in that sense, keep that in mind. Sometimes it's good to splurge on the stuff that we really like when it's so good for us, especially whenever all of our other grocery shopping, we have our budget in mind. All right, well, those are my 6 tips for you today. 3 on how to save money and 3 on where not to save money, I guess. Please let me know which ones you guys try. Find us on Instagram, Fit Friends Happy Hour, or write us a review on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget, you can find the show on Stitcher and now Spotify. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.